Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Media News for Friday, September 28. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness calls for embargoes on Cuba to be lifted, government to speed up pension disbursements, and all fishermen rescued by Colombian Coast Guard returned home. The news in detail after the break.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
A what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what fi do fi cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would really help me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has again called for the embargoes against the Republic of Cuba to be lifted. Addressing world leaders at the 73rd United Nations General Assembly in New York on Thursday, Mr. Holness noted that societies function best within an inclusive global environment where no one is made to feel left behind.
Implementation of the SDGs must be people-centered. Embargoes and other financial and economic barriers must not become tools to prevent people, such as our neighbors, the citizens of the Republic of Cuba, from attaining their rightful development goals. Jamaica continues to call for a lifting of the embargoes against that country.
Prime Minister Holness also urged the leaders to support the UN Secretary General's efforts to protect human rights. Pointing to situations in Western Sahara, Syria, and Myanmar, Mr. Holness encouraged each nation to be mindful of others who consistently face discrimination as the world prepares to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nadja Clark says public sector pensioners can expect more timely disbursement of benefits. This, he says, will be made possible through the implementation of a fully automated and efficient pension benefit claim and payout system.
The government is implementing software packages, MyHR Plus, and a new pension software administration with another acronym called PPAS. And the idea behind this is to allow for seamless transition from being employed to the public service and into retirement. All that is going to be required in the near future is the information is pulled down from the software system, it's verified, and your pension payment begins the very next month.
Dr. Clark was speaking at a retirement seminar in New Kingston on Tuesday. MyHR Plus is expected to capture a range of employment information for personnel across the public sector, while the Public Employees Pension Administration System software will provide for timely processing of pension applications and payment of benefits. Cabinet has approved a joint venture agreement between the Factories Corporation of Jamaica FCJ and China Harbour Engineering Company Czech Limited for the construction of the Morant Bay Urban Centre in St. Thomas. The new urban centre will be constructed on 28 acres of land which previously housed the old Goodyear factory. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid says construction of the new urban centre will be done over a two-year period.
Cabinet has also instructed that this joint venture agreement include a clause which allows the government to divest its equity through a public offering on the Jamaica Stock Exchange, and directed that the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports have consultation with the Factories Corporation of Jamaica. Factories Corporation of Jamaica will incorporate consideration for heritage, culture and sport, including the replacement of the Goodyear Sports Oval.
Minister Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. And all 28 Jamaican fishermen who were rescued by the Colombian Coast Guard after their boat caught fire at sea early this month have returned to Jamaican soil. The remaining 24 fishermen landed in Montego Bay on Tuesday, following the return of four injured crew members on September 22. The injured men were met and transported to the Cornwall Regional Hospital by health officials, where three were released after an assessment. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says while the treatment of the four fishermen who suffered burns was necessary, the ministry is grateful that no lives were lost in the fire. The minister has also expressed appreciation to the Colombian government, the Jamaican embassy in Bogota, the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, as well as other key players for assisting the process to repatriate the marooned fisherfolk. That was JRS News. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.